Just a follow-up question on a similar point, Chairman. There aren't many companies that actually have a market cap which is significantly below the claimed net assets in the balance sheet. And AWB, with its plunging share price of late, has now joined that very small club. We've claimed audited net assets of $1.1 billion, yet our market cap's only about $750 million at the moment. So we're claiming we're worth 40% more than what the market says we're worth. Clearly, the change of government happened after our last balance day in November. So assuming that this, well, some people are saying it's a governance discount and it's a legislation discount, but assuming the share price stays where it is, I assume we're going to have to take a write-down and reflect a permanent diminution of some of the assets on our balance sheet. So maybe it's a question for John Schmoll as the chairman of the audit committee. Maybe the auditor, Brett Callio, could pony up on this one as well, because there is a $350 million or $300 million disparity between the current market cap, and I would have thought that if it stays at those levels, you're going to have to look at that over the coming period, and we are facing a write-down and a net loss for the next period. If that was to happen, where does the 40 to 60% payout ratio of after-tax dividend, after-tax profit sit? I mean, if you actually do take the write-down, can you continue to make a payout of a dividend? Thank you.
There's a number of issues in there, Stephen, obviously. I mean, in relation to where we're at the moment, in relation to the dividend policy, we'll start. We've said we've reviewed to both the half and the full year each year. Any sensible board would do that. In relation to share value, look, I mean, the market at the end of the day will set what they believe is a fair and reasonable value. Our goal is to get that as high as possible, obviously. There is a range of uncertainties that's around the company at the moment. Obviously, constitutional reform today, future of wheat marketing, how we're going to participate in the industry consolidation, what shape, in fact, the future market will take place. So, look, I think in that sense, the board will have to be very cognizant of those issues and will have to respond appropriately to them. But I'm not going to give any forecast and take away any flexibility in terms of what the board's options are in relation to that, but certainly there are issues that we're well aware of.